The liturgy and the readings of Lent, and particularly of this first Sunday of Lent, are very, very rich. And even from what we've heard, I'm sure we can all think on a number of different possibilities for profound reflection. There were elements about baptism in the readings, about the covenant, obviously in the gospel, the temptations of Christ. But let us just reflect on one aspect of today's gospel that can help us to enter more deeply into the meaning of Lent. We heard that the Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert. Now, the Gospel of Mark, chose a very specific word. It was not just that the Spirit led Jesus into the desert, as, for example, we read in some of the other Gospels, but drove out. And that's a very strong word. To give you an example, that's the same word that we find in the Gospels when Jesus expelled demons. A strong action, or someone plucking his eye. That same word. So it is with that kind of energy that the Spirit drove Jesus into the desert, showing then that what we've remember today, and what in some way we live again through the liturgy, Jesus going into the desert, was not just a good moment for him, a walk in search of inspiration, but rather a decisive and hard step in the process of giving his life for us. Lent is like that. We go into the desert, a place that we normally don't enjoy by itself. And it is precisely because it is not our natural preference to spend time in the desert that the Spirit, with His grace, drives us out there. We are moved with firmness to begin a special time. And that means that Lent, first and foremost, is God's own initiative. It is not just a time where we choose one or two things that we want to do, but God inviting us, God calling us. It is a time of more love. Many times when we start Lent, we think about one or two things that we want to do with good intention, but it probably has happened to all of us that after a week or two, we start losing some of that initial commitment. Or we just do it, but without really interior growth. And that happens when we forget the root of everything, that Lent is really a time for more love coming from God to us, and more love from us to God. That is a right and really the only disposition for a fruitful Lent. Without that, it doesn't really work well. That's why, if we paid attention, the very first words of this Sunday Mass were words about love, about a promise, about commitment. This is what we sang in the entrance antiphon. When he calls on me, I will answer him. So a beautiful promise, the Lord will answer. But also an invitation for us to think, we have to answer because he is calling us. So how do we answer God's call during Lent? And perhaps a way of understanding our answer to him should be precisely to think about that desert, to embrace the fact that, yes, this has to be a desert. And again, a desert is not a normal place that we enjoy, is not a normal place where we live. We go there only for a good reason. Lent is not how we live throughout the year. It is a special and different time, a time for a greater effort for conversion. And although we've heard this word so many times, and maybe precisely because we hear the word conversion so many times during Lent, we should think about what that really means. That was what Jesus said in the gospel. Repent and believe. Convert. That is a first, and that's meaningful, call to action of Christ in his public ministry. The very first thing that he said. It is very important. But what does that actually mean? Sometimes we do have a hard time in actually understanding what that means in a practical way. Why do I need conversion? What do I need to repent for? And yes, maybe we remember some wrongdoing and we might say, okay, yeah, I am sorry, so I repent. What else is there? Conversion is more than that. It is a beautiful and profound invitation. We can understand conversion as a constant turning around, as a constant effort to change our mind. For our tendency, our normal tendency, is to center everything around ourselves. That's what we tend to do. We look for self-realization, for our joy, and not that that's necessarily wrong. The problem is when we become the center of everything, and even our faith can be an instrument for our plans, God a means for our happiness. But it is very significant that the first call of Christ in the gospel is to change that conversion, change your mind, your way of seeing things. Even before he said believe in the gospel, first comes that effort to change something for conversion. In other words, we need to change the priority. The priority is God's. And Lent is a time in a very, very special way to work so that that priority will change from ourselves to God. How do we do this? Well, the church is very wise and for a long, long, long time has been inviting us to embrace with generosity three practices during Lent that are essential for our conversion. We know them very well. Fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. Fasting, as in actually renouncing to some food, as not being afraid of experiencing some hunger, so that we can remember that we are not slaves of our stomach and that charity is more urgent than anything that we can say, I'm dying of hunger. We don't really know what we say when we say that. But Lent is a great opportunity to grow in freedom. Prayer, as spending more and better time of actual deep prayer, meditating on God's word especially. And charity, almsgiving, helping those in need, not necessarily because we're rich and we don't know what to do with all our money, but because even from our limitation, we can help. And there are many people that need even that little that we can offer. If during Lent we make an extra effort, then yes, that means an extra effort more than the rest of the year to do some fasting and more prayer and charity, then we will see the fruits of God's grace and we will grow in conversion. But we need to remember, and this is very simple and very realistic, if Lent does not feel in some way different from the rest of the year, then probably we're not letting the Spirit drive us out into the desert. So the idea is very simple. Being more free of what we do not need, and that's the key, of what we do not need, and being closer to what we do need, we will be then more free to know and love God more deeply. And the goal of this season is very simple. In 40 days, we should in some way be better than today. Not just because we like to be better and see, you know, our great achievements, but because the kingdom is at hand, as we heard today. The Lord is going to show us again his love reaching the extreme on the cross, and we want to be ready for that. So hopefully we will have clarity as to what God is calling us to do during Lent. And if we don't, then this, like right now, this is the time to pray and have that clarity. And hopefully with his grace, we will be very generous in our Lenten observances.